Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web and on the phone. We appreciate all that you do and your continued support. I want to thank you guys for bearing with me with the technical difficulties, and I'm not feeling too well today, so please keep me in your prayers, most definitely. But one monkey don't stop no show, so you know the show must go on. So I'm actually going to go ahead and kick it out with our first round of Lyrical Cypher, if you don't mind.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there, right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hands that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words go dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes. Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Always stick out. Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your friends turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm at like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to share. The chiller wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked the door still. Nice guys finished last, and that ain't changing. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars gotta glisten. Deep down, he was hurt, turned his back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose instead of the shortcut. He took the maze. When everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So he made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out, so they called him the sore thumb, cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it, dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing, successful at that, so they started pursuing. Every single thing they want goes, first chance taken. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves. See the only positive rapper spitting in the club, still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the ciphers, even though they ain't invite him, but no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words, spit poetry in motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, will he stay with Adidas? To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different, dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore thumb, but it goes by ill will. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out. To pick out. They called him a sore thumb because they stick out. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name to pick out.
I found out you were cheating. Don't be alarmed, I don't have a spy cam in the house, nor did I waste the money to have you followed. And no one told me but you. So there's no need to be upset with anyone but yourself. Each night I would come home after 14, maybe 16 hours of mentally draining corporate demands. I could smell the scented candle smoke and feel the mist of sex in the air. Shower the smog, particle flesh, and earthly germs from my brown sun-touched epidermis. Black walls fill the room. Sheets grip skin for us to share visions of dreams while infidelity and happiness breathe when you sleep. Each inhale and exhale vibrates reasons why I fell in love with you. Trust peels my inner layers of self-worth, revealing I deserve better than false promises glazed enough to know that you were once sweet, now bitter, salty to cure ham, rising pressures beyond normal, blood levels to lead me to an early grave. You see, I refuse to medicate my red and white blood cells, tear down my immune system, and lessen the chances of being loved. I hope you understand that I gotta love me first. For your family and friends, you have them to thank. They were right. You should not be tied down with a woman that works hard, takes you on trips across the ocean and somewhere for fine dining other than McDonald's. And no, you don't have to leave. I'm better off without you, so I'm leaving. And I'll be long gone before you awake to realize that I was the best thing that ever happened to you. A list of the monthly bills are on the fridge.
Breathe. Capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future. Accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. Is never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
Grandma, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more than you wanted, but life became my opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Inspiration for my lyrical arrangement. Get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, Gima, we made it. We were craving much success from aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living without forgiveness. It's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Work out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it, this time, bury this heart. If it's painless, learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discover the path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take these tools to get paid. Cause aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my coach.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines and the shout-out lines. And anybody that wants to network, please let us know what's going on in your community. and we'll go from there. What's up? What's up, JD? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, China. How you doing?
I'm not feeling too good, but I'm here.
Well, you're in the race, man. You already winning.
Yeah, I almost canceled the show, but I my spirit will let me do it.
Everybody look for the show on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, still got to be, I feel you, though. But I'm here.
Yeah.
Did you want to spend anything tonight or give a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to the Boom Boom Room and the 242 Bahamas, and a special shout-out to my friend Bibbler in the Bahamas.
That's what's up. We appreciate that, and thank you for your continuous support, most definitely.
Most definitely.
All right, everybody, that's JD in the building. All right, we got Carlos, DMX of Poetry. What's up, what's up?
What's up, China? I hope you feel better, sweetie.
I appreciate that. I'm going to hang in here with y'all as long as I can.
I sure hope so. I'm glad you didn't cancel.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to it Tuesday night.
Man, I was real close, and man, and then
but
look,
I was
not good. And technology too, just trying to act up. I'm actually handling this through my phone.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's how much I love y'all, man.
Thanks. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
No problem.
I'm gonna keep mine short. I'm gonna keep this one real short.
All right.
I don't know if I read it last week. Last week I was having problems and stuff, man. So,
oh,
but
okay.
I'm here now.
That's right.
I said, why? Sometimes I talk to myself and I ask myself why. Why do I put myself in situations that make me want to cry? So why do I do wrong when I know I should do right? So why do I do things that I know that's not right in God's sight? Why do I play with fire when I know that it will burn? Why not just do the obvious? Why not just look and learn? Why try to take shortcuts when there's only one way? Why do I take these chances, knowing that I would pay? Why do I submit to the flesh? Am I just that weak? Why not take heed when I hear him speak? Why do I seek excitement? What's wrong with being bored? Why not take that time to get closer to the Lord? Why do I have so many questions? Aren't the answers given to me? Why do I feel so blind? What is it that I can't see? These are just a few things that I sit and I wonder why. And I hope to get the answers to them all, or at least I'm going to try. That's it.
Wow, I love that piece.
Well, just me talking, man. Just me talking.
Yeah, I love that piece, man. Send that to me. Please send it to me. I need that ASAP.
Hey, I'm going to get out with you before I get out of here. All right.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that's DMX of Poetry. Man, that was a hot piece. And I'm pretty sure somebody needed it other than myself, too. That's what's up. All right, I got a 910 on the line. Just want to say what's up, what's up. This is China. 910-573. Just
want to
say what's up.
Oh, what's up? What's good? This is Jay calling from North Carolina.
He said this is Tech.
This is Jay calling from North Carolina.
Oh, what's up, Jay? We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah,
I just want to give you a shout out.
Yeah, I was invited by a friend, and I really enjoy what I'm hearing, and I just wanted to get a sample. That way I know what I can drop next week.
That's what's up. I appreciate you calling in. Well, big shout out to Jay. Please continue to listen to the show. And this is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Right on Cypher Radio Show. All right, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I feel better.
Thank you, lady. I'm hanging in there.
That's good.
You spitting anything tonight?
Yeah, I am.
All right, girl, let's get it.
Okay, this one is called For You. You see, my days are filled with memories of old. Days when I was young, ran the streets, being bold and oh so cold. Never really knew what real love was. So I was in search of what I thought it could be. Wasn't really taught the ways of how it should be. But as you can see, none of that seemed to work out for me. So stepping outside of my comfort zone was what I chose to do. Carry on in the corner is what brought me to you. Now, it didn't come easy. There were some choices that had to be made, just a few. But when the time came, it was made with no hesitation. Boy, I looked up and we were planning your mini vacation. And from that point on, I knew my heart was being true and saved just for you. That's it.
Oh, let me find out somebody in love. That's what's up. You better go, girl.
Check you out.
I needed that. You go, girl.
All right, well, I hope you feel better.
Right. Please keep me in your prayers.
All right, I sure will. All
right. That's Nikki on the mic, Miss Poetess. I'm so proud of you, girl. Keep writing, keep spitting, keep praying, keep pushing. All right, the next caller, 252. What's up, I'm 252? Just want to say what's up. What's up? This is China. 252-639. Just want to say what's up.
What's up?
What's up? We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, this is 100.
It's one, oh, what's up, 100?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 100.
It's 100.
What's up?
No
what's
doubt.
Up? I know that's right. You got something for us tonight? I know you got some fire.
You know I got a little bit. This
all
is
right,
let's
work out.
Let me see. I don't know. Y'all inspired me so much. But this one is called Woke Witness. And I know you know what woke witness is. A woke is being woke, right? You hear me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can hear you. Yeah.
So this piece right here, I've been working on about 3 weeks now. It's called Woke. I said, but actually, I named it Woke Witness.
Woke Witness?
I said, three-fifths of American citizens. You hear me?
Oh, Shana, yeah.
Can you
go
hear
ahead. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, wow, this is so deep. I said, three-fifths of American citizens, 13, 14, 15, constitutional decision. The soil of my soul, God is seasoning, preparing my vision to see my nemesis. My life is my testimony. My experiences is my witness. If I pump my fist, it don't mean that I resist. It means that I got this. Chronicles of becoming a woke witness. See, I've been in the trenches, hidden in the ditches, institutional stitches, so many hindrances and opposition inspire my woke deliverance. But I'm born with an itch, three-fifths I dismiss. I'm a descendant of one of the 12 tribes. I was already woke when I arrived. Keep it a buck, no illusion. Rockers asleep with false solutions. Still in our system with no retribution. Callous execution, treated like I was a sin, rotten within. But I've been touched by the Lord. He sharpened my mental sword, so I no longer look in the wrong direction. See, I want to sit on the bank of the River Jordan, drink of its water, sip of the well of Zamzam, follow the footsteps in the sand, seize the fire. I'm a woke witness of the Most High. That's all I am, Wanda fam. That's it. What you think?
I can dig
Did you
it.
Hear?
Oh, yeah,
Did
I can you
hear you.
I can hear you. I had it on mute. Yeah, I can hear you. I had to go on mute so I can hear you do your thing. I didn't want to have any background noise.
Oh, okay.
But,
right.
Yeah, I'm most definitely, I can dig it most definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I want to do that one.
What inspired you to write it?
I looked at that movie, well, it was a documentary called The 13th. But I had actually started writing before then. But, you know, the 13th Amendment is dealing with the abolition of slavery. And then, of course, the 14th and the 15th giving us the male and the female the right to vote.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So kind of like in that
exactly.
political aura. So
mm-hmm.
basically, that's what actually inspired it. But, you know, a woke witness that once, you know, the Creator opened up your eyes to see the world
mm-hmm.
the way that it really is and the way that instead of the way that people present it or society present it. So then that's when
that's right.
you become a you know, you are woke. That's the, exactly. So that's I guess that's some of the intuitive.
Yeah, it's like you're aware now.
You're aware.
It's like,
you know,
being aware. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so that's what inspired that. So how you doing?
I'm not feeling too good, but just keep me in your prayers.
Oh, yeah, always. Got to give you some.
But I'm here,
things.
Though. Yes, give me your prayers, man.
I seen your performance last week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I saw it.
A lot of people are actually inspired by that piece, too.
Oh, yeah. You know you got that fire.
Do you. I appreciate that. Look, just give me a prayer. All right. All right,
then.
Stay on the line. You said what now?
All right. I think the 29th of this month, you got, you know what I'm saying, you're losing open mic. In the K, of course, because that's where I'm born and raised at, but I live there.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and April 29th, and I'm going to shoot you the dates for the year, too, so you'll already have them on deck. And we do this every Tuesday night, so you free to get on the mic and we rock out. This our we open mic.
I need to come to where you at and do it straight up in the studio to what you, you know, try to help with the permission of the Most High. Because we got to wake up, you know, just like situation with their two brothers, you know what I'm saying, like the dude brother, even though, you know, God is a judge, where he killed the elder, the 78-year-old, was a father, a grandfather, and
that's right.
You know, because he had emotional issues or incompetency in regards to something, whatever he was going through, and then today they found him dead. You know, we have to do our part. You know, that's why God says stay ready, and when you say ready, it's a whole element that, I mean, from marriage to job to spirituality to whatever it is, he said, be ready. And also be ready
for
the test. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You got to be ready for that test because it's coming, believe me. No matter how good you try, you know, like just period, you know, you just got to be ready. Keep right on. I know one of the ladies at my job said, the owner of my job said, if you stay ready, you won't have to get ready.
That's right, and how you stay ready is like the thing is with me that motivates me is that even in the process of life being birthed onto this earth through the woman, you know, that when a male and a female cultivate and chemicals are released, the fallopian tube is like a mountain symbolically inside the anatomy of the woman. So it's an uphill struggle for that one to fertilize the ovary or the egg. So we're born before we've been born with a struggle. So once we're birthed on this earth, we know we got to be tested. And then he said, too much is given, much is expected, whether it's male or female. So, you know, ready for the test. The test could be prosperity. You know,
Oh, my God, I'm telling you, you spit in one of my poems. It's called Mosaic Art. I'm trying to tell you. You just don't even know it.
But what
I'm
going
to have to do it for you tonight.
You definitely better do that because I'm definitely going to be listening. But the test, most of the time when we hear the word test, most of us subconsciously think of, I'm going to go through something rough. But God can take it just like giving you the heavenly blessings. That's why some people lose themselves from, you know, finances. Because when you got a person that got bread and they don't have to worry about not one bill being paid, then they lose themselves out of boredom. You know, because now they're going everywhere they want to go and helping everybody they want to help. But then at the end of the day, you got to look in the mirror and say, do I really see myself or do I see an image that I have carved and cultivated for society to view? So, you know, it is what it is. That's why I say I'm a woke witness with my imperfection, you know. So.
Exactly. Oh, my God, you better say that. You got me about to spit all my poetry tonight. You better stop it.
The last time I saw you, we had hosted your 8th year anniversary, And he was like, yo, you is fire. And he was like, you is fire. Because you remember the last, when we did the intermission and we came back, he was like, yo, y'all got to do a cycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is. So that's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
glad to know you. I'm glad to know your spirit. And I'm glad that you know what I'm saying, just supporting the vision. You know what I'm saying? Because this is bigger than me.
Oh,
I appreciate anybody who's trying to rock out, trying to help, you know what I'm saying, and trying to help. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, I want to draw people closer to God if I can. You know what I'm saying? If I can do it through poetry, that's my ministry. You know, so that's why I do what I do.
And that's what I believe. It's like I done did standing behind, doing the motivation and speaking. But my euphoria
mm-hmm.
comes from
mm-hmm.
spoken word. And I just really discovered it, like, at this level, the last maybe 4 or 5. It's not even been a year, but I used to do it when I was in the church. My grandmother used to,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, teach me to do it. But it wasn't called spoken word, you know, back then. It was just like you using Bible verses and you just reciting them. But then I just, like, I didn't know. I was working on music and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I like the beats, and the beats are hot and all of that. I said, but I just felt like my message still wasn't, you know, going there. And then I went to Winterville with Rosie, you know, because she do it. You heard,
mm-hmm.
you know, been collaborating a lot. And she's like, yo, I need you for a feature artist. So, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, that's, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm
trying to.
Room for you.
Huh?
Your gifts will continue to make room for you. Watch what I tell you.
Oh, my God, that's deep right there. That's deep.
Just
keep
sharing your gifts.
And
just I'm constantly pouring into people because I pour everything I'm pouring into you, I pour into myself. And I say to everybody online that's listening via web, and I'm saying this to you, 100, don't sell your gift. People get lost, and they get a snippet of success, and they lose themselves, and they start mistreating people, and they forget to be humble. Let your gift make room for you. If the money comes, so be it. If it don't, you still share your gift.
Oh,
it is your gift God gave you. Keep giving it.
Oh, yeah.
And don't sell it. Because you sell your soul. I'm going to sell my soul for a piece of dough. I don't.
This is the thing. Is I remember years ago conversating with different, you know what I'm saying, my elders and airlights or whatever. And there was like everything for sale. Some of them was like everything for sale. I said, well, there has never been a for sale sign on me. I said, you know, I would never sell my morals, my values, the principles that was engraved and instituted in me. I would never alter them. You know, I don't care how many laws is passed and the legislation go through all this. I would never, ever agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I respect it because it is, it said about the land of the law. But my main thing is that when that last day is, come, I don't care. It ain't no billionaire as a millionaire. It's a servant. It's obedient or obedient. In the end.
Exactly.
So it said that every person was standing in front of the Creator. However you understand him, that's how you or he or she understand it. And you would be questioned or I would be questioned for what I did while I was here on this physical earth.
Indeed.
And your money. And we would be trying to sell each other off. That's what's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We would try to bargain. We would want to snitch on each other.
You can't pay your way out of hell. It ain't possible.
I'm saying we will betray each other on the day of judgment just to get into heaven.
That's ridiculous.
You know, so,
man, all you can do is actually just do what you were already intended to sin anyway. So why not get it right in the midst of the sin? Why not do you know what I'm saying, like learn from it instead of sit here and keep right on justifying it?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
so,
but I got you, though. But you made me think of something when you were talking. I said, you know, made me come up with a poem. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the name of it because I'm about to write this sucker. It's called A Spirit Shaken, Not Stirred.
Oh, Lord. And then you just gave me one when I said, why bother?
That's right.
And it's talking
to me.
But I got to spit a little bit of this before I get off. And this is
all
the
right.
one. I think I shared it. I'm going to
bring you back in just a second. We're going to do hold that thought, because we're going to do a rotation.
Right.
I'm about to play. Go to the next round in just a second. All right.
Okay.
But everybody, that's 100. I enjoy talking to you most definitely. We're going to keep it rocking, okay?
No doubt.
All right. We got Jamar Marquis on the line. What's up, what's up? This is Shana.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm listening right now.
Can't really hear you.
I'm just listening right now. Enjoying the show.
All right. Well, appreciate your support, most definitely. Did you want to give a shout out or let us know what's going on in your community or anything you got going on?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out.
We can't really hear you.
I would like to give a shout out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For me and everybody else. We'll be...
Your voice keep going out.
I would just like to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being there for everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, that was Jamar Marquis. All right, so what I'm going to do right now, I hope you guys enjoy what we've just heard for the first round of Open Mic and Shout Out Line. The next round will be Open Mic, so please stay on the line for rotation. We actually do a rotation for anybody who's first time listening. If you're listening via web, I can't see you via web, so if you want to call in and spit something, please call 323. Make sure I'm getting the right number, 323-642-1532. That's 323-642-1532. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Excuse me for being a little bit under the weather, but I'm here. I ain't going nowhere by the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, and we're going to have a good time tonight. So let's get it. This is one of my favorite tracks.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in a stew. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. My swag is amazing, yeah, I be blazing. Ballin' with full force, that money go crazy. I'm off the chain now, turned up at the same time. Beast mode, I feel it, no kidding, insane now. Take off like rockets, money in my pocket. Superstar like movies, so sit back and watch me. Cameras be flashing, I'm about to action. Speed pass like race cars, so you cannot pass me. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
Always so important, always on the hunting. You can't tell me nothing, you're amazing how I done it. So tell me I'm awesome, 24/7. Even on my off days, I'm always on my blessing. You can't deny I'm that guy, no lie, I'm on deck.
like, oh, cause I'm so hood. I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
Road, you co-star, I make you run my errands. Use a rookie type, set turn type, see I already did it. No problem, I'm kick back, messed up, I'm chillin'. But you poppin' off like a grown woman, you always in your feelings.
I'm big boss like Rick Ross, I fool like towers. Get beat like hot sauce, all stand like power. I grind hard, no sleep, y'all just need to catch up. Tornado spinning, look how fast I came up. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph imposed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings were the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the second round so far. Actually, got some more calls on the line. Just want to give a shout-out, too, before we ride into the open mic for tonight. Just be ready. If you want to get on or if you just want to give a shout-out, say hello. That's cool. I just like to pay homage. That's why I do shout-outs. It's not anything spooky, strange. I'm not going to do anything to you. Just want to say what's up and just thank you for calling in.
I'll call out your area codes. If you could just say what's up. So this is 478. Someone say what's up, what's up? This is China.
Everything. You want me to do so.
What's up, what's up? This is China. It's 478.
Yeah, it's 478.
I just want to say what's up. To give you a shout out. This is China on Lyrical Cypher.
Yeah, how you doing? How everything going?
Going pretty good. How about you?
It's going pretty good where I'm at.
All right.
First time listening to the show.
Okay. Okay. How you like it so far?
I listened to a couple of people. There's some nice things going on lyrically.
That's
some
what's
people
up.
I
and
like.
If you feel like. That's what's up. If you feel like spitting, please feel free to do so.
Oh, y'all want me to do so?
Oh, yeah, that's what this is for.
Let me see.
What's
let me
your name?
Check this
out.
It's B-Trail. I'm originally from North Carolina. I'm in GA now.
You said D-Trail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to see if I knew
you. Outside the gym. Huh?
I was trying to see if I knew you.
What's your name?
I'm China with Illusions.
Oh,
you ever heard
okay.
of Illusions Open Mic Night?
Nah, not really. Jimmy?
Oh, yeah,
I know
yeah.
of Jimmy.
That's what's up. JD on? In the building. Yeah, he's
he
listening
around?
Right now. Yeah, hold on. What's up? What's up? I got JD on the line right now. What's up, JD?
What's up, John?
Got your boy on the line. He want to speak to you.
What's good, B-Trail?
What's happening with you, man?
All right. You got something hot for us?
I'm OG status now. I'm retired, but I could bring something out to, you know.
Yeah,
all right, let's get it.
Let me see. Let me try like this right here. All right, check it. It said I fell asleep in my money. I guess I woke up spending more of it from me. On streets I ate wisely, but not too well. Talked well, but not too wisely. 18 years later, no federals by me. Slow cook, fast funds. Whether Modopola partners reign with a cast of different guns. Surrounded by people who like to see and be seen. Everything's built around the streets. You think opposite, you out of pocket. Spendaholic. They think I'm just living the day. Humble arrogance brought small cheers, but great weapons were giving it away. But I hide just as much as I reveal. A pool of meals drowning off of deals. I take for granted how difficult it is to be me. With a future that believes in yesterday, it's better to catch up than keep up. Let's really see. Nothing costs more than free. You got change for that, nigga? It's the after trapper, tales of the rural king. A legal freedom, he's what plural brings. Left the dirt path they want me to stay. It's Mr. Home Court Advantage, even when he's away. Mr. After Trapper, tales of the rural king. A legal freedom, he's what plural brings. I left the dirt path they want me to stay. It's Mr. Home Court Advantage, even when he's away. I've been through more ass than Wallace. Probably more mics than Joy. Know I've been through more worlds than Tiger. Tracker more faster life than Gord. That's Flash and Jeff. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hurts worse. In a field where your gift is your curse. When you push white girl and Mary Jane like here ladies first. And the way I goose, like bitten divine by goose. Lay a foot through the rash shoe, more gas foot loose. Automated heat and ventilating and cooler system now better behind the VX world grain. To be one of the top five influentials of the rule, manipulating in a good way, the words will never be the same. When I lowered parsimony, define tight wire, pitch pennies, but later void that bargain line. Can you say that when your future hits playback? Will you be able to still show and tell those same stacks? Art can't ask for a blanket, so when I step out, thank it. You're all welcome, you're all welcome. Drink it. The better high maintenance, I keep fly waiting. Be patient, you might be the next, who knows? After Trapper, tales of the rural king. A legal freedom, he's what plural brings. Left the dirt path they want me to stay. It's Mr. Home Court Advantage, even when he's away. Mr. After Trapper, tales of the rural king. A legal freedom, he's what plural brings. I left the dirt path, they want me to stay. It's Mr. Home Court Advantage, even when he's away. Bless. That's it.
I can dig it. That's what's up. Please feel free to just stay on the line. We actually going to do another open mic after I do the next round. Most definitely enjoyed that. And we do this every Tuesday night, so call in. And maybe you can come down to North Carolina and get on the mic at Illusions and rock out with us in the band.
That's what it do. If they want some old school there, I can do that. It's nothing.
Look, I'm old school, too. Most definitely.
I could dig it.
Ask what's up. You said B-Trail?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, too, Clavette Roberts. That's my government name.
Okay, that's all what's right. up.
And
I like to send a shout-out to everybody in NC. You know?
That's what's up.
I wanted to get in one of y'all topics I was listening to earlier where y'all was talking, but I guess, you know, I'll try next week or so.
Oh, yeah. We'll most definitely do that. You know, we can vibe like that, too. And just, you know, just let us know. We'll slide it back. We can bring it back.
All right, that's what's up. Bless.
All right, most definitely. Please stay on the line and listen to the show. All right,
gotcha.
I got that was B-Trail on the line with some fire. We appreciate you rocking out with us and giving a shout-out to North Carolina. All right, so this next artist I'm going to call up, my homie, y'all. This is the DMX of Poetry. What's up, Carlos?
What's up, sweetie? I'm back. I'm serious.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Listening to everybody calling in. I like it.
Okay. Me too. I'm digging it.
So, Nino and Pookie. You remember them?
Yeah.
Well, something like that. Here we go. Let's check it out.
Okay.
See, Nino thought he was the man in his hood, the most respected hustler on the block. From sun up to sundown, he was there. His grinding never stopped. He had jewels to show for it, a nice crib, a funky whip with some big old rims. And he had a wardrobe that was awesome, like Louis Vuitton, Pelly Pell, and all the Jordans in the latest temps. His pockets was never thin. They was forever on swole. And he kept his wrists iced out. And he had a mouth full of gold. And he had a flyest girlfriend. And he kept some of the baddest hoes. And he got all of this because of all that dope that he had sold. And he had sold most of that dope to Pookie. See, because Pookie, he had it bad. But he looked up to him, you know, and took him every dollar that he had. See, Pookie had a way of making money. It was nothing for him. There's nothing that he wouldn't do, like washing cars and cutting grass. Hey, whatever you wanted him to do. And he kept Nino's car spotless, clean inside the windows and all. And he did this all year round. I'm talking the winter, spring, summer, and fall. As soon as he finished Nino's car, he run to the guys down the street and then bring all that money right back to Nino. And that's how Nino stayed on his feet. So, well, one day, Pookie got arrested, and the police hauled him off to jail. But because Pookie didn't have no money, there was no way that he could make bail. And he decided that he would call Nino. And Nino answered the first time. And when Pookie asked him to get him out, Nino was like, man, you must have lost your mind. And so that really hurt his feelings. So Pookie just hung up the phone. And with no money and no one else to call, Pookie just felt all alone. And he managed to survive in jail. Oh, believe Pookie, he wasn't a punk. And he sat there like a man and held his own for the next 6 to about 8 months. See, during this time, Pookie got clean, and he decided that he'd make a change. And instead of him getting hot, he figured he'd switch up the game. And he started his hustle, and he was washing cars on the same street that he once ran. And he did it. And it didn't take long before Pookie got on. Remember, Pookie was already the car wash man. See, by now his money he put in the bank instead of him going to buy drugs. And Nino was hurting because he was missing Pookie. And the other things, they didn't show him no love. And with the bills coming in and his big spending and all his expending, pretty soon he started to go down. And he wasn't making no money that he once thought was funny, now that Pookie wasn't around. See, here comes the repo man taking his cars. And then one day, he had to pawn his chain. And just like that, he had lost his street respect. And somehow, people just didn't view him the same. It's like a year or two later, and let's look at Pookie. Yeah, Pookie done bought him a Jag. And I guess what he did was bought, and guess what else he did? He bought some great big rims, and they was even bigger than the ones that Nino had. And he just opened up his third store and looking for to open up a few more. Yeah, this is how he planned to expand. And he knows how to deal with all types of people. If you just put your faith, but he just put his faith in one man. See, Pookie's always had a good head. He just got sidetracked, but now he's doing real good. And worry free of all the police, now Pookie is the man in his own neighborhood. Now, one day while he was riding, he spots Nino walking down and decides to get him a ride. And he pulled up and told Nino, say, yo, hop in. How it feel to be on the passenger side?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that was some straight, that was New Jack City all day, and I liked the way you did that story, that after story, man. That was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just like the dope fiend and the preacher and all, man. It's, you can't give up on yourself regardless of what situation you're in. If you want to make a change, you can make a change. Anybody.
Indeed.
Trust me.
That's right.
You just
got to
pull it from within.
You said what?
I say it comes from within. You just have to pull it up out of you. That's all.
That's right. You got to be willing to. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you. You're an awesome teacher. And keep doing what you're doing, man. You inspire me.
I hope so. I hope I reach somebody.
Yeah, you did. You reached me, too. All right, everybody. That was Carlos. Next artist I'm gonna call 100. What's up, 100?
What up, Tyler?
Not much. Yes. Ready to hear you spit that fire.
I'm trying to spit some fire. First of all, I mean, it's like this past my bedtime because you know some of us have to get up a little bit early than others. But you know, I think about my mom, Dukes. And everybody got a mom's, whether you was birth and mom returned back to the Most High, however,
right.
And every answer through my studies, every answer that the Most High, regardless whether you call him Elohim, Jesus, Jah, Jehovah Jah, Yahweh, Allah, or whatever you understand the Most High, that supreme energy to be. Every answer
right.
that God has ever sent to this earth came through the womb of a woman. Even Jesus and his mother is Mary. And I think everybody right. universally acknowledged that he was birthed. You know about the mother of Mary.
Indeed.
So I called it, and I'm shouting out my sisters. And it's not racial, but I got to say my black divas. You know, and Diva has a lot of meanings with it.
Right.
Let me spit this feet so I can go to bed. I said, Black
All
Diva,
right.
my Nefertiti, my Queen of Sheba, I see your light illuminated, resonating, glistening, gleaming. That means you're queening. You got the whole world feeding, trying to steal your queendom. See, hidden intentions and figures, these are the things in school they wouldn't mention. They call you bees and breeders, but they still want to sleep with you. They treated you like you was beneath them, but you woke now. Ain't no more sleeping. And what's worse, they say your features was ugly and cursed, but we was all birthed from the earth, so who was the first? Eve, to walk on this earth, my black diva, my Queen of Sheba, my Nefertiti. I see your light resonating, illuminating, glistening, gleaming. That means you're queening. You got the whole world feeling, trying to steal your queendom. See, I'm just an offspring from a black seed. Virtuous, so we praise thee at the gate. She broke bread every day, made sure that we all ate. Instituted in us all to carry our own weight. my black diva, my queen of Sheba, my Nefertiti. I see your light illuminating, resonating, glistening, and beaming. That means you're queening. You got the whole world fiending. Try to steal your queendom. See, God created a helpmeet. So paradise reside at your feet. My black diva, my queen of Sheba, my Nefertiti. I see your light resonating, illuminating, glistening, and beaming. That means you're queening. You got the whole world feeding, trying to steal your queendom. China, my black diva. That's it, sis.
Wow, that's what's up, man. You trying to make me cry, ain't you?
No.
I received that. Oh, yeah. That's hot, most definitely. I'm about to spit right now because you don't got me hot. I'm ready. I'm on fire right now.
Before I go to bed, I'll spit right now.
Man, I'm about to spit right now. All right.
I want to hear it.
This piece, I'm about to get it in. All right. He got me on fire. It's called I Just Want to Be Heard. I just want to be heard. I long for unspoken truths and untold stories to be manifested through my imperfections. As I stand here before you, bearing my soul without inhibition, I digress, dissecting every inch of me without apology, in hopes that my life lesson and imperfection could be somebody's blessing. I just want to be heard. That was a little short piece, but I just want to tell you that 100. I got another one, but I just had to do that one right quick.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah. I got one more. All right, one more. I'm about to do that. All right, y'all. Y'all got me ready, man. All right, this next piece right here, I wrote, just give y'all a little backstory. It's called Mosaic Heart. And as we were talking earlier and building just on from a spiritual standpoint, I wrote this piece. It just came to me in the park. I don't know how, you know, if y'all know how it is when you're writing poetry or just writing from the heart, period, a song or whatever. It's all poetry. When you're writing, it just comes to you. You know, I write from the heart, and it just came to me, and I was writing. I couldn't believe I was writing it. And as I wrote, I wept. I just cried because it's a learning experience for me. So basically when I write, it touches me before it gets to you. And when I give it to you, I hope it helps. But I give it away. You know, I hope it touches somebody. If it touches one, I've done my job. So here it is. It's called Mosaic Heart. I want to love you. Past your pain. Past your past. Allow me to restore your broken heart in the midst of those shattered pieces. Create a mosaic work of art consisting of each chapter in your life. You are no longer a victim of heartless acts. For you are victors. Permit me to turn the page of yesterday. Mend them together. Give blessings to each memory as a collage of who you are becoming. Let the ink drip on the leaf of your existence. Empower the illustration of your thoughts to be mere reflections of whom you used to be. Turn the leaves. Give power to me, for you were created in your Father's image, and your story is yet to be told. Brokenness has no place here. I am here and always have been. Release the inhibitions of days gone by. Desire to live in the moments with me, for it is I who loved you first, and the love you seek has always been in me. My child, I watched you look for love in the wrong places with the wrong people. The love you desire has always resided in me. Sanction me to write a beautiful script that I have intended, my child. Assent to release the aches of former times, the loss of loved ones, the hurt from loved ones, the pain from strangers, emotional roller coasters. Release the anger that has driven you away from me and the blessings I have in store for you. That weight is not for you to carry. Release the baggage, for they are not your personal belongings. The trials that have been set before you are not intended to hold you hostage. They are means to strengthen your character, season your personality, humble your heart. Believe in me, for I created you. Each breath you breathe has been a gift from me. The doors I open cannot be shut. The test, where Miega attempts to provide learning tools designed to build your armor, which has been and always will be my love. Through acceptance, change comes. Failing to learn from your mistakes keeps you stagnant, standing still. That is not my plan for you.
Hold on to the love I have for you. Discard the loose ends of days gone by. Relish in this moment. Inhale, peace, and I shall provide prosperity to thee. Thank you, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Just want to holler back at 100 because you inspired that piece. I appreciate that.
Hey, I gotta come back, Tyler. Let me come back.
So I gotta spit this.
All right. The God in me tell me the technique so that I can see. You see, I'm gifted with the vision. I see the negativity before it comes into existence. So I resist your stereotypes and your stigmas that you try to give me. ADD, ADHD, try to diagnose my energy. Please don't label me. Attention deficiency, academic dementia. You told me when I was in school I wouldn't listen. So you sent me to in-school detention. Sometimes I was even suspended. And then I was given a life sentence in the form of appeal for the written prescription. You tell me I fit the description, I assume guilty for these stereotypes and these stigmas that you try to give me. Four walls, invisible doors, brick ceiling, rigid reality, painful existence. Coincidental, nah. This is institutionalism. Pharmaceutical, the dealer, the pills got me sleepy. Now you try to have the audacity to try to quiz me. With your issues and your dilemmas, your falsified and cacotic symptoms, you told me I was just a victim, a woke now, 3/5 of American citizens. And then I was created in his image and his likeness. My blood type is mostly definitely Christ-like. You try to can't extinguish the light, the plot thickens. Meticulous with the mental fitness. I'm not a victim. I'm a woke witness. So I beg to differ for the stereotypes and the stigmas that you try to give me. See, meekness not a witness. It reflects the righteousness within us. And I bear witness that God is my cast of witness. And it's my duty to always rise and uplift my people. Mohana, feel me. Do you hear me? You like that?
Yo, do I like that? What? Can I get a copy? Oh,
it's
my
crazy,
God. Right? Yeah. But I love it because actually we are doing what I pray for. I want us to cipher. I want us to, like, we do this every single time. Every single show I've had for the last 4 years, we cipher and we vibe off each other. And that flow, that spiritual flow, is just happening. And that's how it's supposed to be, and I appreciate you. You jumped right on in, first time, and went in.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's what it
is. No, energy. That's all I can say, energy.
That's right.
God is energy. I mean, without, and it's like without physical understanding,
mm-hmm.
we attach name to the Creator. But with
mm-hmm.
the energy understanding, that means your understanding is understood. So you don't even have to use a name, even though we use
Thanks.
Names.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
Because when we use labels as that we Christian mm-hmm. or Muslim or atheist or Buddhist mm-hmm. or Jewish or agnostic or whatever your or their or our spiritual influences are, take the
right.
labels away and understand that there is a higher energy. So that
Indeed.
Was inspired by, you know, just like meditating on, and I ain't spooked out or nothing like that. You know, I understand that the first God that I see is myself and not the big God
mm-hmm.
because God said he created us in his image and his likeness. Our blood type is Christ-like, and we are air-like,
right.
so we can't extinguish the light. See, the plot thickens,
mm-hmm.
but with the mental fitness, we're not a victim. We woke witness. So I beg to differ for the stereotypes and the stigmas that we try to give us. See, meekness out of witness, it reflects the righteousness within us. So
mm-hmm.
I bear witness, and God is my character witness. Honestly,
I know that's
feel.
Right. You better spit that poetry. You
that's all I'm
in,
saying.
Man.
That's all I'm saying.
I can tell
but
you,
I
don't feel
out.
Good. You're doing something in my spirit. I appreciate it. You just don't even know what you're doing for me.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, like you said, we writers, we poets
mm-hmm.
and poets. And, it's just like, it's crazy because, like, I listened to that brother prior to me and you, you know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
like, when we got on the same link, we just use different words to,
mm-hmm.
enforce the point. And that's what it's about, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. It's not even about the money. The money come, praise to the Most High. If money don't come, praise to the Most High. You know what I'm saying?
And I know that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, whether if we're doing good, everything is good, we're supposed to praise the Creator. If things are not as pleasant or as we should, as we think it should be, we still. But the true estimation of a true believer in the Creator and servant of the Creator is that when he or she is feeling low and down and wrestling with, you know, the to and fro or the this, that, and the third. I should have said, Lord, I thank you.
Indeed.
That's all I say. That's all I can say. Lord, I just thank you. And you're almost about to make me cry before
then,
I lay my head down.
It's energy. It's energy, though. That's how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you actually, you open it. Like, it's just that energy, man. And so we just got to keep it flowing. So I'm about to actually tag your ex, the next person on the line. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got to see what type of energy this is. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
That was 100, spreading that positive energy. Let me see if JD want to spit some. What's up, JD?
What's up, China?
Not much, China. See if he's feeling it.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the vibe of everybody getting it in.
That's what's up. I just had to check with you. Never know.
I can tell all you right. Feel better from where you was from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it, man. God got a way of doing things. Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. That was JD. Boom, boom, boom in the building. I appreciate the love and support that we got right here. I'm going to check with my homie, Nikki. What's up, Nikki? You got anything for us? Are you vibing? I don't know if she can hear me. All right. I don't think she can hear me on the line. Let me check. All right, so what I'm going to do is slide into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher, and let's get it. This is a perfect song. I hope you guys enjoy it for what we've been talking about, but it's energy.
Yeah. He knows. Now I know, and you know. We all know that he knows. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows. Yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing?
Yeah.
But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah. The deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful, sad to say I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, tick tocking too. You didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching.
Let's
you.
Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey.
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She's boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next. But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing this.
Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals.
Goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution. But they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion.
Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals.
Goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Stay on point. Motivation starts the moment you believe in yourself. It's that moment you're no longer complacent, but rather determined to reach beyond imaginations into the reality that anything is possible within your reach. You just have to grab it with confidence and don't let go. Run with patience and let your hope float. There's always challenges ahead of you, but don't let that slow you down or pause you. You believe in you despite the negligence and negatives of people. Keep pressing no matter the odds. Be strong. Be encouraged. Be you. Be motivated.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. Born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's feet. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. And understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, it's great, great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm optional. Option too good or bad. But see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what He said and not be sad. What I had before I left, just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself. I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun. But I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
I hope you guys have enjoyed the lyrical siphon thus far. I'm actually about to close the show out. Before I do that, I'm going to get Carlos to close us out. I was going to spit another piece, but I said, let me get you to close us out.
Oh, why not? You could have did it. I'm here, but I will. Just in time.
Yes, what's up?
Just when you thought you had done it all, something new comes your way. And just when you thought you were still talking, you figured out you had something else to say. And just when you thought you had finally heard it all, just when you thought you was able to stand tall, just when you had given it everything you got, and just when you was ready to give up and stop, just when you felt like all hope was gone, and just when you thought you was all alone, just when you thought you couldn't take it anymore, and just when you felt like walking out the door, just when you was ready to give up and quit, is when God shows up and He handles all of it. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Just in time.
You said just in time?
That's it. That was it. Just in time.
Oh, I love it. All right, everybody, that was Carlos, DMX and Poetry. I've enjoyed every single one of you guys tonight. I appreciate the love, the energy, the different styles of poetry, the different styles of art.
just everybody's individuality just coming together collectively to just do what we love, you know, and just loving each other for it. So I appreciate all of you guys. I love you all. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Don't let nothing and nobody stop you. I'll keep pushing you in spirit, you know, and we'll keep going on going. All right. I hope to see you guys next Tuesday at 9 o'clock and also April 29th. If you don't have anything going, please clear your calendar and come rock out with us in the band. You can get on the mic just like this. We keep it clean. We keep it positive. But just do, you know, do you in the process. But, you know, of course, we can't curse and stuff like that or whatever. But other than that, just do you. But it's April 29th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. That's Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. So it starts 8:30, 8:30 to 11 p.m. We rock out. It's $10 for the show, but for open mic, it's only $8. So you could please spread the word. I can only invite 500 people per Facebook. So if you could, just snatch it on my page and invite your friends. You know, invite whoever. You'd be amazed. People come from different states just to come to the show. So we've had Chicago in the building, Virginia, Pennsylvania, from everywhere, New York, wherever, Florida, everything. So just please just share it. You never know who will come out and who needs the same energy too. So much love. Peace and blessings, everybody. Good night.